This is my biggest song, at least in America. But no one knows it's by me. When it came out, I was over here in Europe. And it was from my second album. And I got a phone call one day telling me I gotta get back to New York. They said, "Paul, you got a hit." On the highway, on the roadside, there's a girl now in the headlights. Well, she looks good, so you slow down. You've been searching for somebody now, and she's touching you. Yeah, she's teasing you, but it's okay. She's gonna drive you on a highway. It's a long way. Where you take a chance. You see that girl, don't pass on the freeway. Now drive me, baby, all night on the highway. It's a long way, and the white lines, they will go away. Miles and miles for you, just keep rolling through with the moonlight shining down on you on a highway. Now come on, baby, it's a long way. Where you take a chance. You see this girl, don't pass on the freeway. And drive me, well, all night. Thank you very much. So when that came out, it was like 6 minutes long, which was, you know, unheard of back in those days. But the DJs loved it because they would put it on and go out and have a smoke and coffee, lunch, dinner. And they'd forget to say who it was by the time they get back. So I still get people, "Wow, I love that song. Who does that?" Anyway, it's all good. So I was working with Jack Lee and Peter Case and the Nerves. That's the first band I was in, which was a great experience for me, and it taught me a lot about music. And this is a song that Peter Case wrote, and we performed it together. We had a short-lived band after the Nerves blew up called The Breakaways, and we did maybe 4 or 5 shows, and then Pete went on to make the Plimsolls, and I formed the Beat, and we went on. And I also want to thank Adam for what he's doing. There's a big family of people now all over the world that love this kind of music. It never really made it huge. And he played like Graham Parker, and he played the records. So I'm very good friends with John Wicks, and we've toured together in the United States. actually, we did a fantastic tour. We, you know, I don't know, 10 years ago, it was like impossible to play clubs in America doing this stuff. It'd be like, you know, okay, what do you want, $4 and a beer? Yeah, okay. I'm going to drive 3,000 miles to play for $4 and a beer. And then they give you a hard time because, well, there's only three people, so we're going to give you $3.50. So we decided we're going to just do a tour of house concerts. That seemed like a brilliant idea. We would go where you're loved. We'd go to people's homes where the owner of the house would host us, and he'd have his friends come over. And it was a great deal for $25. You get dinner, drinks, and you see a band you like up front and personal. So John Wicks and I did this tour, and it was hysterical. We rehearsed it on Skype because he's in Los Angeles and I was in New York. And we went out and we just kind of did this. We told stories. John Wicks is an extremely funny guy. So we had, I think we played like four songs and talked for 3 hours. But it was really a lot of fun. But the first gig we got, this avid fan from Pittsburgh says, all right, I want to pay, we're going to pay him $500. We want to go, you know. And we go, okay, where's the gig? At the Thunderbird Cafe. We said, no, man. The whole idea of this thing was to get away from the clubs. I digress. So I was working with Peter Case, and we had this song that we played in the Breakaways, and I haven't played it for many years, but I thought I'd bring it out for this tour.